الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني حميد. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. When the moon of Shawwal is sighted, that is the Eid after Ramadan, when the moon is sighted, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, most of the people, almost all the people get happy that Ramadan is finished, it's the day of Eid, and they celebrate that. He says, but my heart goes that now from Shawwal, the mawsam, the season of Hajj has started. So my heart goes immediately towards Makkah Sharif, Kaaba Sharif. There is a time now that the people of the world will be flocking for Hajj and be going to visit the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, which is the meaning of Hajj, to visit the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And any person, and that all of us should do, we make the effort to have the love of Allah, have the love of His house also. And then to go to your beloved's house. When a person gets married, many families this problem also arises, that they say the son is getting too much attached with the in-laws. All the time is going by the in-laws. So if our heart is attached with Makkah Sharif, then we will want to be there all the time. And it will give us great joy to be there by Allah Ta'ala. So that should be our attitude also. And Ramadan, really, if we passed it correctly and we got connection with Allah, Allah increase us with connection with Him, then in dunya, physically, a person then will want to be by Allah Ta'ala. Allah is everywhere, all the time. But there, Allah's focus, attention is much, much more. And that is the place that has got great barakat around it. Where every Nabi came and he made Hajj, he made Tawaf. How many Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam are buried there? Their barakat is there. And this is an established fact that when a person puts his first step in the Haram Sharif, then all the barakat, anwarat, all the goodness of all the Anbiya alayhimus salam, all the great pious people who came and made Hajj, made Tawaf, it is still till now at this moment, and it will remain mahfuz, protected there. And when a person goes there with his heart open, then he gets immediately all that, his first step in the Haram, and he gets all that barakat. But that is if our hearts are open. If our hearts are closed, we get nothing. Like, for example, a person goes to the Victoria Falls, the Niagara Falls, any other waterfalls where the water is gushing, falling down in torrents, and the splashes go so far away that a person from a distance, with tourists, go there to go and see. Then there are always raincoats you can hire because you get wet with the splashes of that water. So much more than that is the waterfalls of Allah's Rahmat on Kaaba Sharif, Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and there we don't have to wear raincoats to protect ourselves. There we want all that. We have to take off our raincoats of guna. Gunas are the thing that even a person is right making tawaf, but if he's in guna, it blocks him from all the rahmat and barakat. Gunas are our worst enemies. Many people have got problems in their lives, health problems, financial problems, domestic problems, fights, arguments. Allah has sent the solution. That person is making dua, is requesting pious people to make dua. They are making dua, and Allah's solution has come already. Right by its head it comes, it is narrated. But his gunas are blocking it. Just remove the guna, and that person will get his shifa immediately. just remove the gunas and that person, his financial problems will be solved. Allah has sent all his finances already, but his gunas are blocking it. Just make tawbah and all these domestic problems, fights, arguments we are having, they will be completely removed. So gunas are our worst enemies. Our enemies are not the Jews, are not the people who are plotting and planning against Islam. Our enemies, our worst enemies, our own gunas. That is what we have to make tawbah. So if a person removes this gunas, this enemy of his, and it is the most stupid person who is honoring, respecting, giving preference to his enemy. Our gunas, our enemy, and we are so keen to fulfill our gunas. The gunas of the eyes, the gunas of the tongue, gunas of the ears. We're giving preference to that over our good things. Well, who can be more stupid who gives preference and honor to his enemy? And when we are giving preference to our gunas, we are honoring our worst enemy. And we are giving preference to our worst enemy. So that will be the most. So anyway, when we go there, and for that reason, we should have connection with our Mashayikh. And the proper connection, not just namesake, not just that we come, for example, for majlis, which is very good, but just coming and going also to bring the teachings in our life. Everyone, that is what we should be doing. When that comes in our life, and now we have removed the raincoats of gunas, then just by the mere entering, what to say when we're still going to go and make tawaf there, and when we're going to kiss the Hajar-e-Aswad, and when we'll go to Multazam, and we'll make namaz of two rakats behind Maqam-e-Ibrahim, and we'll drink Zamzam, all those, and Safa Marwa we'll do, where a person will reach what just is the beginning of his Hajj and his Umrah. But unfortunately, we don't remove those, and so we don't get, our hearts are closed. And in order to remove it, it's by the tarbiyat, the guidance of the mashayikh. And the other important thing in all that, which the mashayikh will teach, which is very, very important, the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. To be regular with the dhikr of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma ftah aqfal qulubina bi dhikri. O Allah, open the locks of our heart by your dhikr. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair, Arif Billah, Hazrat Manan Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimullah, should say, this hadith clearly proves that there are locks on our heart. Not one lock, but locks, plural, aqfal. And where does a person put even one lock? Where there are some valuables, where there are treasures. Where will a person put many locks? Where there are a lot of treasures, lot of valuables. So our hearts are filled with that. Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child is born on the natural path of Islam, of marifat of Allah. Allah has given everyone, when Allah presented himself to all the arwah, alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? And Allah presented. Everyone was overtaken with great awe, with great love, with great enjoyment, and they exclaimed immediately, Bala, undoubtedly, O Allah, you are our Rabb, you are our nourisher, sustainer, you are our lover, you are our most beloved, you are everything to us. So the all that is in the heart, and by dhikr it will open up. Dhikr is the dhikr, that will, by the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, and the main basic dhikr, after tilawat of Quran Sharif, is the kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah. When a person reads this kalima, then laysa laha hijab dun Allah. There is nothing that can block it to reach Allah Ta'ala. A person hardly, his breath is finished with la ilaha illallah, and it is gone to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And our Shaykh rahimahumullah, jazahumullah khair, what a great arif of Allah. He says when the la ilaha illallah has reached the arsh of Allah, and when we make the dhikr, one of the muraqaba meditations we should do, with this also we should do, that my la ilaha has reached the arsh of Allah. And the treasures, في السماء
جي
وإن من شيء إلا عندنا خزائنه. Anything, whatever they can be, the treasures are by us. Now your La Ilaha is rich to collect those treasures. It has opened all the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. And not the, we shouldn't take the, they are also there, the small treasures of dunya. But take the brick treasures of the marifat of Allah. Nisbat and ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. Once you have Allah, ek tu mera, to har shay meri. If you are mine, everything is mine, O Allah. So I've reached the arsh of Allah. And all those treasures are there, they are open now. When you're making your dhikr, your Allah ila, you're sitting here. Zameen par dhare hue hai. You are down, grounded on the ground. But your La ilaha is much more superior than what we are. Your La ilaha, your dhikr has reached the arsh of Allah. It has all the treasures of Allah thrown open. Now just collect there. And what? The love of Allah, the love of namaz, the love of sajda, the love of Quran Sharif, the love of the obedience of Allah, the hatred of the disobedience of Allah. Just pick all that up. But La ilaha, you have taken illallah, now it comes and it is filled in from the big storehouse. It has come in your small storehouse of your heart. And with your La ilaha, you are opening your heart up. And what you came with when you were born, kullu mauludin yuladu al fitra, that was there. And all this which is you are depositing, putting in your heart, you are taking it out. Then see your life, a complete different life. Your talking will be different. Your looking will be different. You'll hate looking at sports, hate looking at women. Like that, a person just loves looking at woman, you learn to hate to look at woman. Your wife, Allah will make her more beautiful in your eyes than the hoors of Jannah. And you will be proud to tell her, Allah gave me my hoor of Jannah in this dunya already. I've got my hoor here already. I don't even have to wait for those hoors. And this hoor of mine will be the queen of the hoor of Jannah. When she will be the queen, all those other hoors will be her khadimat. They will be at her service to serve her. And a person won't look, a person who is valuable, who has got some value in his life, he won't look at the maids who are working in the house. That person is of very low mentality, who leaves his wife alone and running after the maids who are working in the house. Unfortunately, because of our distancing ourselves from deen, these complaints also come commonly. So, your person won't even think of the maid. When you have got your queen there, all the hoors of Jannah, they will be all there, khadimat. So, this all by our dhikr, where a person can reach. So, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And then when we go, so the dhikr of Allah will grant all this. It will remove all our gunas also. Connection with Allah Ta'ala. Now when we go and we make our umrah, we enter into Masjid al-Nabawi, where awliya from around the world came and they showed the true respect and they appreciated the true value of Haram Sharif of Makkah was in their hearts, and all that barakata also in the Haram till now. And Sayyidul Anbiya, Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is here. Our Shaykh Arif Billah, Jazahumullah Khair, explained that in Hazrat's one poem, that our Medina is more superior than Jannat also. Jannat sir aankho pe, we honor and respect Jannat, we beg Allah for Jannat, but Jannat at this moment haven't got Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Our dunya and Medina Sharif, and where the Rosa Mubarak is, the greatest of Allah's creation is present there. And this is the only ummah that we have been given the honor that we can go and visit our Nabi when we want to. Even if now they don't allow us to stand and read Salatu Salam, we just walking past, what small thing is that? Just to think of Nabi Ali Salatu Salam from wherever we are. And then to be present just in the hotel rooms. For ladies, if they go in their whole stay, one time they go and make salam, it's also enough. And if there is some obstacles as far as guna is concerned, you'll fall into guna, then even from their rooms if they make. Or those ladies who don't even go to, just from wherever they are putting their hearts there. and they are taking all the barakat. So in fact, there is one masala which the Shafi ulama say, or the Maliki ulama, that even the farz tawaf of Hajj, they say a woman shouldn't make it, which is farz. Because they say that she will be mixing with men, pumping with men, etc. Men can see her even if she covers herself, etc. The Hanafi ulama say, but it's a farz. How your Hajj won't be completed? They give preference that don't break the law of Allah. That you have to break the law of Allah, that is even worse. Anyway, that is a high discussion. And people of that level, we are ordinary, we have to go. And we make our tawafs, our ladies also. But to show the value, how much these people don't want to break the law of Allah. How severe that is. But unfortunately for us, breaking the law means nothing. To please the public means great to us. To plan according to our thinking, how kuffar and animals plan. According to our thinking, we plan. That we give preference to. We can't break relations with anyone of dunya. We can break relations with Allah. With His deen, we can break relations. But with our people, with the support of the people, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, say, Zamana hamara kya bigar sakta? What can times, we say times are like this, to hard times, good times, difficult times can't harm us in any way. Hum zamane se nahi. Time hasn't made us. Zamana hum se hai. We are the ones who make time. What we put into time, that is what times are. So we, a Muslim, al-mu'minul qawi, khayru min al-mu'mini dha'if. A Muslim is not one who is influenced and who is affected by times. Muslim was one who influences time. Wherever he goes, and we see those products of the Khankas, one product. They went to places and they changed that whole condition of that place. They didn't need big structures and big expenses. One person, and just with his connection with Allah, under a tree, not even a little shelter, not even a rooftop over the head. But they sat there, and with that, they changed the whole condition of those places. And changed it for good, the whole condition. So Allah Ta'ala, it is now the season of Hajj now. And we should, even if we are not going, attach our hearts there. Attach our hearts and bring that life of Makkah Sharif, the life of Medina Sharif into our hearts. And with our progress is a real mujaddid of this ummah. Person whom Allah chooses to correct the ummah is not one who takes a person forward in this dunya. But he takes a person not 100 years back, 1400 years back to the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The Makkah Sharif of Medina Sharif of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time. The Makkah Sharif, that life that was there. So this is what Allah Ta'ala put into our hearts, fill our hearts with. And though Allah take everyone, they are very fortunate, those brothers, sisters, those who will be going. And especially for our Farz Hajj. And all the faraid, whether it is in our ibadat, our namazes, our roza, our zakat, our hajj, the most valuable that a person comes closer to Allah is through the faraid. But then Allah, in His wisdom and His infinite, unlimited wisdom, Allah has limited the faraid. Farz hajj you can only make once a lifetime. That's your farz hajj. Today we made Isha now. Today's Isha, we can repeat it, but it will be nafal. But it won't be a faraz. Faraz, we cannot repeat. It can't be. With 4 rakats, we enjoyed the namaz. We can't make it 5 rakats. It will just remain 4. But then Allah gave us our nawafil. And unrestricted, besides the makruh times and a few little small restrictions. But otherwise, it's unrestricted by and large. You can excel. And the more you excel, the more you come closer to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we turn to Allah Ta'ala and what this great pillar of Islam, and this is also referred to as the takmeel of one's iman, the completion. A person makes his namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, all the things, but the hajj normally, that is of all the farais, that what comes later in a person's life. And that by he completes his farais and he becomes a perfect mu'min. By we make our hajj, when we do it properly, and we make our final tawaf, and then we get a stamp, we are stamped then by Hajar al-Aswad. How we made our hajj, if we did it, controlling our eyes, controlling our hands, legs, we didn't cause inconvenience to people, we didn't push people in the tawaf, we didn't look at other women, etc. We didn't look down at anyone, we did our hajj properly, Arafat, Mina, Musdalifa, what wonderful times, the days of Mina, everyone cherishes, and those days are greatly enjoyable in his eyes, and then going to Arafat after that. The greatest honorable day of the year is the day of Arafat. And Allah Ta'ala becomes the most happiest. One of the times when Shaitan threw sand on his head. And he said, my whole efforts of my life are destroyed. Because the people who go to Arafat, and Hajj is Arafat, Al-Hajj Al-Arafah. A person who is even unconscious. And the authorities, they hopefully till now, they make the arrangement. People who are in hospitals, who came for Hajj, and they are in coma, they take them by helicopter, they take them to Arafat. That even if you are one moment in Arafat, even if you are napak without ghusl, you haven't got wudu also, but one moment you are in Arafat, during the specified time, which is not 24 hours, but 36 hours. So much time, if you are just there for that one moment, your hajj is made. And Allah becomes so happy with those. Hajj is the easiest ibadat. But because it's done once in a lifetime, namaz is comparative, the most difficult namaz. To learn the surahs, to know the rakat, the sequence. But we're doing it all the time, so it's easy. Like many of us, we feel English is an easy language. English is one of the difficult languages. But we are speaking from childhood, we're hearing it, and we speak it correctly. We don't make mistakes that we have to say tomorrow, we say today, or we say yesterday. When you learn a new language, you make all these mistakes. When you want to say she, you say he. You make all these mistakes when you're learning a new language. We don't normally make, because the whole... So we think it's an easy language. It's not, it's a difficult language. Hajj is a... Namaz is not an easy ibadat, but we're doing it all the time. Very easy. Hajj, oh, like a big bojo on our head. The masail of Hajj, etc. But Hajj is the easiest ibadat of all the ibadat. Roza is also there. All the other ibadat, but Hajj is the easier. So this is the time when a person at least envisages, thinks of the time of Mina, going down to Arafat, and the ibadat of Arafat, and from Zawal time, all the ibadat that a person engages in, and then the night of Musdalifa, how a person cherishes that night to be there, and the night's ibadat, and Allah makes it, all the challenges come. But with the challenges, the great enjoyment. And how a person, how Allah makes it, only Allah knows that what a great, great occasion. And how Allah shows His great qudrat also. On one hajj we went, and then, which is also a common thing, don't know now I'm speaking of those times. Because of the heavy traffic, the bus drivers, they also just give up. They just pull up anywhere, and now you can do what you want to. He's not going to take you further. So we were a whole lot of people, and only Allah knows, and still can't fathom and can't understand it. All the men, most of them, we all just started walking. And totally, our ladies, we didn't even think that they are left behind. And we're all just walking, and the ladies are left behind. They, Allah made the arrangement for them also. They came along also. We went, we completed our, we reached Mina, and then we went to our tent, etc. Then we reopened our ladies, and now in that crowd of Hajj, where are you going to find your ladies? Where are you going to go and look for them? Where must you go? We said, let's go, and we just took a walk outside, and there they coming also. So how Allah Ta'ala Adam al-Islam and Hawa al-Islam were separated. And Arafat is known from one aspect as Arafat, where they met up. That is the place where you meet up. All the arwah meet in that place. So Allah's qudrat is, you, and when Allah shows you His qudrat like that, then for example you read the ayat, وَمَنْ يُحَاجِرْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَجِدْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُرَاغْمًا كَثِيرًا. A person who makes hijrat in the path of Allah for Allah's pleasure, Allah opens His treasures for that person. You went even without a passport. I don't know about immediately now, but not long ago, people went to the airport without passport, and the next day were there for Hajj. Without even a passport, what we are thinking is impossible. We haven't understood Allah. Allah is not in need of passports. Allah is not in need of anything. Allah's qudrat is above everything. We are bound by asbab, and we think according to asbab also. So Allah's qudrat is very great. And when Allah shows you His qudrat, then other people can't understand. That He's talking rubbish, He's talking nonsense, He's out of this world. How can these things happen? But when Allah, when you went through all these things and you saw the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala and how Allah works, and not only that, Hajj is a special occasion for this, but in other instances of life also, you see Allah's great, open with your eyes, you see the qudrat of Allah. Then, so Hajj is this occasion that Allah has given us. Allah give us tawfiq to prepare for Hajj and to prepare to take off one very important thing, to take off the raincoat of gunah. Then, our two rakats of namaz also, it will take us so far. And with all that, how many people go for Hajj? They go and get loaded with more guna. And they did not offload all their gunas which were supposed to happen in Arafat. And come back, yawmin waladathu ummu. How your mother gave birth to you, no gunas, go from here now. And when you pass Hajar Aswad, you are given the certificate, all your gunas are forgiven. But how many of us go and load up more gunas? And we come back with more gunas. So Allah give us tawfiq for the shock of this great ibadat. Prepare for it accordingly. Make dua for those who are going, who are there for Hajj this year. Every year Allah accept from them all. Allah take us all and take us over and over. And let us fulfill the rites of the Hajj and do it in the correct way, inshallah.